Let's look at the circular saw, a very important tool in any construction shop. This saw is often used for cutting and trimming stock in straight lines, no curves.
The safety issues to be aware of are, before beginning, wear safety goggles, dust mask, and earplugs, or other hearing protection.
Ensure the guard is moving freely and is covering the blade properly.
Ensure any long hair is tied back and your long sleeves are rolled up and any rings, watches, and jewelry are removed. You should never operate any machine while under the influence of medicine, drugs or alcohol, or you are fatigued.
Your hands are not to be in front of the blade at any time during the operation. And whenever possible, make sure both hands are on the saw handles.
Before beginning, you must set the blade height by adjusting the base plate. This should be at least 1/8 of an inch to 1/4 of an inch below the workpiece. At this time, inspect your workpiece, making sure there are no nails or screws in the wood. The pathway of the blade should be clear. Make sure the electrical cord is not going to interfere with the cut, and the cut is not going to interfere with the table or surface you are working on.
It's important to use two hands on the saw. Your left hand goes on the handle towards the front of the saw, and your right hand goes on the handle at the top of the saw.
It is really important to secure the work properly so you don't have to hold it when making the cut, and both hands are accounted for. Remember, if both hands are on the saw, your fingers won't end up on the floor.
The trigger is what makes a circular saw operate. Remember, squeeze for go and release for no. Make sure you have a firm grip with both hands. If you are doing repetitive work, think ergonomic body position.
Before starting a circular saw, be sure the power cord and extension cord have no nicks or frays, and that they are out of the blade path and are long enough to freely complete the cut. A sudden jerk or pull on the cord can cause loss of control of the saw and a serious accident.
Set the depth of the cut 1/8 of an inch to 1/4 of an inch greater than the thickness of the stock. Less than a full tooth should be visible below the workpiece. This is to minimize blade exposure and prevents damage to material underneath the piece being cut.
It's a good idea to use saw horses or scrap material to prop up your work from the working surface.
Always rest the larger portion of the saw's base plate on the supported portion of the workpiece and allow the unsupported portion to fall away.
One side must fall away to prevent jamming the blade at the end of the cut.
Secure your workpiece to sturdy supports.
Avoid cutting small workpieces that can't be properly secured and workpieces on which the base of the saw or shoe cannot properly rest.
Use the correct blade for your tool. Check this carefully. Does it have the proper size and shape arbor hole?
Make sure the speed marked on the blade is at least as high as the no-load RPM marked on the tool.
Portable circular saws are not designed for cutting logs, roots, trimming trees, or shrubs. You also need to be sure about any recycled material you are considering using, that the dust you create is not toxic.
Be very cautious of stock which is pitchy, knotty, or warped. These are most likely to create pinching conditions and possible kickback.
Never hold a workpiece in your hand or across your leg when sawing. Also, don't have a partner put their hands in danger to hold something for you. If working outdoors, make sure your foot, leg, or body placement does not cause risk.
Never overreach. Always hold the saw firmly with both hands after securing the workpiece.
Never remove the saw from a cut while the blade is still rotating.
Never reach under the saw or workpiece. The blade is exposed under the workpiece, and the saw guard cannot protect your body or fingers here.
Support large panels so that they will not pinch the blade.
Use a straight edge or rip fence as a guide for ripping.
Some people use a speed square as a straight edge.
After the cut is complete, let the blade come to a full stop before putting the tool down.
After performing your cut, clean up any cutoff pieces and make sure your area is ready for the next operation.
If done, clean your tool, unplug, and put your tool away. Never leave a tool plugged in if it's not being used.
Now, this is your tool safe review. Make sure you know these points.
Evaluate hazards and wear appropriate PPE. Set up your workspace for stability, guards, and control. Check electrical cable safety. Know your emergency power shutoff location.
Choose your shop materials right for this tool. Remember to be careful with recycled materials. Be focused and aware of the path of your cut. Know emergency procedures for your lab. Inspect your equipment, put it away, and clean up your workspace.